after that became Madhuban. Madhuban will be told the pastimes of Ramchandra. Shatrughna will Laura. And he made this city Mathura, established Mathura city. Also we told the story of Ambarish Maharaj and Durvasa. It was done in Mathura. Also we told that the pastimes of Krishna, how he was there, and also how Bajaj came and became black, was of golden color. Also we told the story of Dhruva and how he did austerity and Bhagavat Aradhana and how he took the darshan of Narayana. When he took the darshan of Narayana and Narayana vanished giving his benediction that he will be the king of whole world, then he began to weep. Because he had the benediction, only he will get in the worldly things. He could not pray at a prayer that is your bhakti should come out. So he was cheated. So even Bhagavat Aradhana, Bhagavat Bhakti we are doing, and we are thinking to have any benefit, worldly benefit, like wife, wealth and reputation and everything. Krishna easily can be cheated. If you are chanting Hare, we are doing bhakti, we are doing parikrama. But if there is any worldly desire, then everything will be spoiled. So only you should pray Krishna. Bring down all the places of pilgrimage that we want to serve you. We want to serve your beloved Srimati Gaudiya. We don't want anything, even Vaikuntha, even North Dwarka, even North Mathura, anything. Then we came to what? Kumudman, and I told this story in a very brief. But Krishna used to play in that forest, in the ponds and cones there were so much kumud flower, lilies. The water is so pure that all the cows, all the friends, they used to take water and drink. And he used to take bath and he used to play so many pastimes. After the break, he went to Bhavnavan. I think that you have heard the story, what he narrated there. You remember what he told? You should know that there are two pastimes there. One of the sakhis of gopis, whose name was Bahula. He said that he is the wife of Krishna, but not wife, but Sakhi. He used to live there, so beautiful, sweet and so qualified. She wanted to take darshan of Krishna. He was so feeling so much separation that once Krishna left all the gopis and alone he went there and met with that Bahula Sakhi. Then he was so much glad to see Krishna. Then he prayed that, "I want to serve your most beloved gopis. I want to serve them. So please give me benediction that I may serve forever all the gopis." So this is called Bahula Bhakti. Another story you have perhaps heard that there is very much beloved cow of Krishna. So he used to live there. After the pastimes of Krishna, when Krishna entered into his aprakrit lila, once that cow was grazing, and in that Krishna kunda, he went to drink water. At first a very ferocious tiger or lion attacked her. So they began to wait and told, "I promise you that there is my very little child. I want that you should give up me and I will go and I will give with milk to that my boy and then I will return to you." He told that, "I can never give up. If you go and you will not come, he promised that I must return." Then he left and she went there. She was a Brahmin's cow. So he began to wait and he went to his, met with his cow. She told that he used to drink so much water, milk as you can, because this is the last day of your taking milk, because I promised to a lion that I will return to him and he will eat me. He told that I will not take the milk. I will go there. Just would be here in the studio for you. Anyhow, Brahmin, the master of cows, heard this news. And he told that, "Oh, don't you go, I will go. Because you are my cow, I am your master. So first I should be taken. I am going there and he will be here. And after he can be here. So please you should be here with your cow." She told him, "No, I will have to go." So that cow with his cock went there, and also that Brahmin also went there. When they went there, the lion became so happy that, "I wanted to only take only one cow, but now I am seeing that a new cow and also Brahmin is here. I will eat them to my full stomach." And then he at once attack them to take to mark, to kill them at first. How? Pray for Krishna. Oh Lord Krishna, save me. At first Krishna. Came in Chaturbhuj Swarup and with the chakra they killed that lion. In remembrance of this story, in that mandir, by the side of that pond, Krishna. We have seen that there is a lion, there is Brahmin, cow and dog. So if anyone takes the shelter of Krishna, and sincerely will call Krishna, he will attend the earth and solve all the things. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there, it was a very beautiful forest. Creepers rolling
surrounding
the trees. There's so much flowers, fragrant flowers, birds, so much blossom there, blooming. Bees are humming. So many deer there, jumping here and there. Cockles were singing, Radhe Radhe. Peacocks were dancing. Each tree is sook and shy.
Pea parrot and sea parrot.
Pea and sea parrots on the separate branches were sitting. And they were telling, one was telling, Radhe, Shari, she parrot. And he parrot, Krishna. Very beautiful. And telling each other, she parrot was telling, my Radha is superior than Krishna. And he parrot was denying and telling that Sri Krishna is more superior than Srimati Radhika. Radha is subordinate to Krishna, and separate was telling, no, Krishna is subordinate to my Aradhya Devi Srimati Radhika. Parrot told that Krishna is so beautiful. She parrot told, answered, he is beautiful, but when he is with Radha, otherwise he is not possible. Not beautiful. He is only black. But when Srimati Radhika is there, and the reflection of Srimati Radhika's color comes on the Krishna, then he, Krishna, is so beautiful, Manmatha. Otherwise, he is Madan Mohan, Madan Mohit. Then he parrot told, Krishna is decorated with peacock's feather. Yes, you know why? Because my Ishwari name Radha is written on that. In peacock feather. You will see that the name of Radhe, it is written on there. So Krishna is taking on it. Then he parrot told that Krishna is so beautiful and his the mukut of Krishna
crown.
Having the peacock feather is bending towards and Krishna is looking so beautiful. Then she told, you know why? because the that
crown
with peacock feather is inclined towards Srimati Radhika to touch the feet of Radhika. Then he parrot down Krishna sound and his beautiful swar, sound of throat is so melodious. Then she parrot down that if Krishna, Radhika sings in seventh tune, then Krishna flows and Krishna voice becomes solo. So they were quarreling. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hearing all these things. Tears were coming to think Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were chanting. He was waiting. At once he saw that. She parrot and he parrot. They came together on the same branch and they told that we should try to compromise. He parrot too. Then she parrot was angry. Yes, we should not quarrel among us. We should have compromise. Then what compromise? She parrot asked her, what type of a compromise you want? You should tell, I will be angry. Then they agreed that both are beautiful, if they are together. But anyhow, Srimati Radhika is bored. He was. He told me, yes, I agree. Then compromise was. At once a deer came and he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was waiting, trembling and calling, oh Krishna, where you are. The deer thinks that it is my previous Krishna. She at once came with his husband and began to चाटने लगा तो महाप्रभु का अंग सम बर्ड्स कैन सी पर रिटर्न एरो दे शैड ऑन द सोल्जर ऑफ Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, soldier on the shoulder of and singing melodious. Peacocks came and surrounded Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They thought that he has changed his color, but his same Krishna. They began to do. Yeah, Keka, they began to shout and dance. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there and here. And hearing all these things, she fell flat on the earth and began to roll. Oh, Krishna. So this place is what place? Bangla. I think they had told all these stories there.
No.
Not like you.
Very brief. Very short.
Summarize.
Dominic.
They were telling something about Rasa Stali also.
What?
Somebody was telling something. There was also Rasa Stali, some Adi Rasa and Puma Rasa Stali.
It may be that it was a very short circuit, secret place, heavy jungles, and Krishna had
play on fruit
there, and calling all the gopis. It may be us, no harm. But anyhow, Chaitanya Chaitamrita and all our books has written by my friends. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami also has written like this. There are so many villages where he could not go because the bus cannot go there. But there are so many villages. All the villages has been the name, same name as Krishna pastime. We left one village. Perhaps we have passed through that. That was Chattikara. Heard that? Chattikara. In the way, then you move towards Gaudavan. From Mathura going, after Vrindavan Road, Chattikara. Chattikara means Chattikara. Teek Sabda. There is a Sabda Teek in Hindi. Teekana. Teekana means to.
To stay there.
Krishna and Baladev with his father and mother, when they were at the age of 3.5, all the gopis left and gopis left, gopis and gopis left Gokul Mahabharata, and they came to this Vrindavan and stayed for about 4-5 years there. And from there, Krishna used to do cow, herd cow, raising. Kali Nag, you know, demon, Kali demon. Krishna danda diya usko. Krishna punished him from there. Rasa was also from there, Krishna used to come. Vrindavan was not a place of staying there, not like a village, but it was a very deep forest where Bansi Bhatt and Seva Kunja, Nidhuban, all these places. He used to come to play with Sakha and with Sakhi, not a staying there, no place at all. Village was Chattikara. And after, at that time, there is a place Ral near Baglaban, Ral, where Ravan, the father of Srimati Radhika, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, it is all. Family and also with Srimati Radhika, I used to live there near to Chattikara. We have not done, but we are doing pranam from here. From there, they used to go to Radha Kunda, Surya Kunda, and all other places. We have crossed anywhere, passed through that village, Dathiha. Dathiha means the place where Dantabhatra came and attacked Mathura, and he was killed by Krishna, that place. And after that, Krishna went to Gokul and he took all the gopis and gopis and entered in Aprakat Brajalila. And his one manifestation, Dwarkanath, went to Dwarka. And after that, he also left Dwarka and he entered in Golok with all his
associates.
So Dathiha. There is a village named Maghara, Maghera. What is called Maghera? Maghera. When Krishna and Baladev Prabhu were taken by Akrur to Mathura, all gopis and gopis were feeling so much separation. The band began to weep loudly, so loudly. They told that we will never return to our homes. We will die here until Krishna comes. So they went there and cried there. And they were saying that when Krishna comes, always seeing towards Krishna, when he will come, he will come. Towards Mathura. Because they are there that Krishna was telling so much sadhana. Always living. They were watching for Krishna. So this place is Madhya. There is also places, Shantanu Kunda. We will go to Govardhan through that pathway. Shantanu Kunda. You know Shantanu, who was Shantanu? The father of Bhishma Pitama. He wanted to worship Krishna, that is why he left his palace and came to this Brajmandal, in that place near Jamuna. At that time Jamuna was flowing that through that, and he was there and he was doing aradhana of Krishna, to have a darshan of Krishna. So there is a Madhuri Kunda where Krishna with all the gopis played on the sound, played on beautiful sound of flute. And everything there was so madhur, so sweet. So this is called Madhuri Kunda. So many places. Now we should do pranam to all the places, that they should manifest their mercy in our heart. So really we can, so we should really have Krishna prem by their the dust of their places. We should not think that this is a general procedure. This
ordinary
place. All are Sachidana. They have power to give anything like Krishna. They are also Sachidana. I think that whole first time places are like Baladev Prabhu. Baladev Prabhu has transferred himself into the dham. So we should try to pray to Baladev Prabhu that you should bestow your godless mercy. That is our desire, to serve Krishna. So beautiful. You should take kindly all kinds of bad desires from us. Kaam, krodh, lobh, mad. And what I was telling yesterday, bhago vedam, manasah krodha vedam, jihva vedam, udaro pastha vedam, etan vegan jahat shahet vira, sarvam kutatve sarsi. What is?
Still listening to
us. What is? Tan vedam. Bacho vedam. It is the root of all the bad things. It can also bring growth. Anything he can do. He can destroy that. So always try to control your temper. It has no bone. It has no backbone. She can go like this, she can go like this, sometimes here, sometimes here, sometimes up, sometimes down. She's so
crooked.
She can mold anywhere here and there. And can do all kinds of evils. Don't try to do joke at any other or friends are Vaishnava or anyone. In joking, we may tell anything to anyone. If you joke to our Gurudev, Vaishnava, sometimes it may do offense. By joking, sometimes offense are made. And after that, you will. So don't try to joke anything. Especially, lucky devotees should not joke with any male, and male should not joke with any lady devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has warmly stated, this tongue can do anything wrong. You know, perhaps, Ramchandra was in Dandakaranya, following the promise of his father. Ram, Lakshman and Sita were there in Panchavati of Dandakaranya. Understand? Once Ram sent Marich in the shape of golden deer. Sita was charmed. She prayed her husband that I want to have this golden deer. I have never saw any deer like this. So I want. And if it is not
alive,
anyhow, I want his
skin.
I will give it to Bharat or Kaikeyi. Ramchand, Lakshman told that I have doubt in this. Any deer cannot be like so beautiful. Anything I see that there is something, shayantra, conspiracy in this. So I am not, have no
belief.
Faith on
belief.
This.
Belief.
Belief. Anything of me. Ram, so that don't care, don't doubt. I am going, you should protect Sita here. And if I am bring, whether in life or whether is dead, I will surely bring it. And he passed away. Deer went very far away, and then Ram shot
arrow,
and he was dying, then he became demon in the shape of and told, in the same volume and same
voice.
Like Ramachandra. Oh Lakhan. The sound came in the ear of Sita Ji. And Sita Ji was so much worried for this. Oh Ramachandra. Anyhow, he is attacked by any demon, and so he has called Lakshman. He told Lakshman, at once go to save your brother. I am so worried for this. Lakshman told that, don't be worried. I know Ram. Anyone cannot attack, and anyone cannot do anything of Ram. So, be pleased here. But Sita told that, no. You should go at once and say, he died. Because he has called like dying words. Lakshman told, don't worry. I will not go because Ram has told me to protect you. I am here to protect you. Sita told, oh, you want to marry me? Ram should be killed and you will be my husband. It cannot be. I will die by poison or I will burn myself in fire, but I cannot live with you. I know that you are a CID of Bharat and Kaikeyi.
Yeah.
CIA.
Then? CIA. Let's not make him so. Why he is telling so? He could not be here. Because this I don't know what is written. And repeatedly she was telling. And he began to wait. I know that you are a very cruel person. And you have come to cheat Ram. You have come to murder Ram. I can hear these things. And began to Lakshman told, I don't know what will be the result. I'm going, but one thing I'm doing. I'm giving a
life
protection line. And you should not cross this line in any way. And saying, you went home. So he did some fall to Lakshman. Lakshman was Bandhe. He had no lust, but she told, because she was Maya Sita, not original Sita. And that is why he has done offense, because he abused Lakshmi. So, for this, Lakshman went, and suddenly Raman came and he took away Sita. If Lakshman was there, no Sita, was stolen and no Raman at all. But only by the words of Sita, all the was done. And very big war came, Raman became. So you should try to control you. You know that only 1 minute. You know also the facts. Draupadi tell. He told, Draupadi told to Duryodhan, you are son of blind and you are also blind. You are not seeing whether it is water and where is
land.
And he became furious and he Pratigya kya? He?
Promise
that I should surely take revenge of this and be fighting was done and Kaura and Pandit both were destroyed. So try to change control your tongue. Don't tell anything what you want. See that what will be the effect of this. If you can shake your tongue, you can do bhajan easily. You should remember the second day stroke tomorrow. If I will have time, I will tell something. Go, Prima!
Hariyo!